And we're back.
Just like the Five Musketeers.
Three Musketeers, isn't it?
Well, nobody knows how many there were, really, do they?
You know that The Three Musketeers is a fiction, right? Written by Alexander Dumas.
A lot of people are saying that about the Bible these days.
What, that it was written by Alexander Dumas?
Don't be daft, Steve. It was written by Jesus.
Are we there, yeah?
Let's do this!
Welcome home, boys.
It's not us that's changed. It's the town.
What are you doing?
It's all right, I'm not trying to have sex with you.
There's something I need to tell you right now. Unless you do want to have sex, in which case I'll tell you afterwards.
Okay, here's the deal. Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz director Edgar Wright teams up again with Simon Pegg and Nick Frost to return to the quaint British countryside with a new film, The World's End. The movie tells the story of a group of friends, all in a form of midlife crises, attempting to relive the glory days with a pub crawl they did 20 years before. Not quite a genre picture and not quite a send-up of one either, The World's End doesn't hold together as well as its predecessors. However, the brilliant cast and superb dry humor still makes the film a fun ride. It deals with more mature issues, like trying to reclaim your youth, regret, and alcoholism, but it manages to do so seriously, but also with a few laughs. The World's End gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.